This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden is calling the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching, but he is standing by America's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Biden spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Despite it all, Biden said that he does stand squarely behind his decision to end the United States' longest war. He faulted leaders of the Afghan government and military for its swift collapse, saying that he warned President Ashraf Ghani to prepare to fight a civil war with the Taliban after American troops left. The Taliban have declared an amnesty across Afghanistan and urged women to join their government. The militants are seeking to reassure a wary population that their rule will be different this time. Tuesday's comments come a day after deadly chaos gripped the main airport as desperate crowds tried to flee the country, following a blitz across Afghanistan that saw many cities fall to the insurgents without a fight. The Taliban have sought to portray themselves as more moderate than they imposed a brutal rule in the late 1990s, but many Afghans remain skeptical. While there are no major reports of abuses or fighting in the capital of Kabul, as the Taliban now patrol its streets, many residents have stayed home and remain fearful. The swift Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has news organizations simultaneously trying to cover the story, protect their journalists and families, and help people who have done work for them over the past two decades. Video of chaotic scenes from the Kabul airport were frequently repeated during news reports of the fast-developing story Monday, which President Joe Biden addressed in a speech to the nation. This is VOA News. Tropical Storm Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. The depression regained storm status overnight after on Monday, adding to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also forced overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers to act quickly. The country's southwestern area was hit the hardest by Saturday's earthquake. It began to see heavy rain and strong winds after nightfall, and officials warned that rainfall could reach 15 inches in some areas. Haiti's capital also saw heavy rains. The storm arrived as officials raised the earthquake's death toll to 1,419. Rescuers have recovered more bodies from the sites of severe flooding that devastated parts of northern Turkey, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northern Black Sea provinces on August 11th, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. About 2,400 people were evacuated across the region amid the floods, with scores of them lifted to safety by helicopters. Many are being temporarily housed in stored student dormitories. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is appealing a federal judge's order that blocked Biden's suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal and land waters. Louisiana-based federal judge issued the ruling in June, siding with Louisiana's attorney general and officials in 12 other states. Those states said the administration bypassed bureaucratic steps required before such delays could be undertaken, and that the moratorium would cost the states money and jobs. The administration on Monday said the pause is needed because the leasing programs are responsible for significant greenhouse gas emissions. And Spirit Airlines is putting numbers on damaging stretches of flight cancellations this summer. It said Monday that it canceled more than 2,800 flights from July 30th to August 9th. It cost the airline $50 million in lost revenue. Spirit says a meltdown, along with a surge in COVID-19 cases, is causing more last-minute cancellations and softer bookings. As a result, Spirit says it will reduce its schedule for the rest of the third quarter, which ends September 30th. Spirit blames the high number of canceled flights on bad weather, airport staffing shortages, and crews being stranded far from their assigned flights. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.